play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at John Field Gym for Silver Street Girls Basketball, let's send it down to PA announcer Bill Allison here at John Field Gym.
Senior Jared Shipp.
GHS band with our national anthem. Now PA announcer Bill Allison with the starting lineups for tonight's contest.
First for the Maroons, a 5'4 senior, number 10, Whitney Taylor. A 5'4 sophomore, number 12, Carolyn Hazen. A 5'5 senior, number 24, Kelsey Curtis. A 5'9 junior, number 32, Braylee Trice. And a 5'11 senior, number 43, Sierra McNamee. The Maroons coached by Tracy Santamore. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'7 junior, number 3, Riley Jenkins. 5'6 senior, number 12, Chelsea Stevenson. 5'5 senior, number 20, Kaylee Miller. 5'8 junior, number 34, Lauren Livingston. And a 5'11 junior, number 42, Audrey Peck. Silver Streaks coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
Thanks to PA announcer Bill Allison. Our starting lineups, the Streaks in their home white with silver numbers, silver and black trim. Moline in their road maroon, white numbers with white and gray trim. Stepping into the center circle for the Maroons, it will be Sierra McNamee at 5'11". And for the Streaks, it'll be Audrey Peck at 5'11". Ready to tip things off here tonight, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Moline Maroons, Western Big Six Conference. Tom Aerith, Eric Gibson, glad to have you along with us here on WGIL. We'll run down our scoreboard at halftime, our upcoming games. The Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. Then Saturday, as of right now, both the boys and girls will be playing in part of an all-day affair here at the shootout. Tip won by the Maroons, 10-footer. Tip went right to Braylee Trice. She took it down the left side, pulled up with a 10-footer, put it up and in off the glass, 2-0 Maroons. Streaks with it, and Chelsea Stevenson stepped on the sideline on the pass as kind of lost her balance, and the Streaks turned it over to start the game.
Yeah, you know, Tom, right there, not a great start for the Streaks because they let Trice get right into the middle of the lane. You got to cut her off. Don't let her get that close for that easy little jumper. And then on the after inbounding the ball, they went right to the sideline instead of to the middle of the floor.
But Moline returns a favor. Whitney Taylor traveled with the basketball. Nice job, by the way, that time by Chelsea Stevens. It kind of doubled down. Trice had the ball and made a spin move, came back, and Chelsea was right there, so she had to get rid of it. Gave it to Taylor, and she traveled with it, so the teams exchanged turnovers. Streaks have it across midcourt. It's Lauren Livingston. Pulls up left corner to Kaylee Miller for three. Missed it, and the rebound off the hands of Kelsey Curtis, but she's finally able to run it down. Over the top it goes to McNamee, right side. Nope, she traveled the basketball.
Although they missed the shot there, that was a great-looking play right there by Lauren. She drove to the middle of the lane. She collapsed the defense and then kicked it back out to Kaylee for the open three look.
Three-quarter court press this time. Lauren Livingston gets it across, trapped up in the corner, looking for some help, and finally gets to Riley Jenkins. Had Chelsea Stevenson open, finally gets it to her on the right wing. She picks up and looks for help now. They'll pressure everywhere, and her pass gets stolen away. Going to the floor to take it was Whitney Taylor, and she got it away to Trice. Trice down the left side of the floor, laid it up, blocked by Audrey Pack.
She's begging for a foul to be called. Yeah. No foul called, though. You know, on that last possession, Chelsea's just got to stay within herself. There was a lot of pressure on her face, but she just threw the ball up instead of looking for somebody to get the ball to.
Inbound goes off the back of Chelsea right into the hands of McNamee. She laid it up, missed it. Her rebound was knocked away by Lauren Livingston. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Maroons. Yeah, that was unfortunate. The ball, I don't know what happened. The ball came out of somebody's hands and it hit Chelsea was defending, and it hit her right in the back of the head and went right into the hands of McNamee. Inbounding will be Caroline Hazen looking for help in the five-second call.
Both teams look out of sorts so far.
Yeah, 2-0 Maroons, 6:50 to play first quarter. Moline scored off the opening tip, and since then we've been exchanging turnovers.
Three-quarter court press from Moline these last couple possessions.
1-2-2 this time. Streaks beat it. Now here comes Chelsea Stevenson. Right wing picks up, looks for help, and gets to Riley Jenkins. They're going to got Riley all over the floor, it looks like, being pressured by Hazen.
Well, they're not double-teaming, though, Tom. Wow. It's just they're getting one player on you, and they're just getting in your face. And the Streaks have to realize that. You have time. You've got the entire 5 seconds.
And the Streaks turn over again. A travel. It was that time Chelsea Stevenson down in the right corner. Picked her dribble up and looked to turn to pass to Riley Jenkins. Picked up the pivot foot. And that'll get Cadence Leidick up off the bench. She'll give Chelsea a break. 6:24 to play first quarter. 2-0 Maroons.
Yeah, we've seen that usually on shots or moves by Chelsea. She kind of gets that happy feet and shuffles the feet real quick.
This is Hazen on the dribble out high. Goes right wing to Trice. She'll fire the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound fought for and taken away by Taylor. Gives to Hazen out near the center circle. Back to Taylor out high left side. Gets a pick. Goes to the free throw line. Now kicks out to Trice. Trice to the free throw line. Stops, cut off by Lauren Livingston. Got some help from Cadence Leidick. This is Taylor with it out high right side. Hands off to Hazen. She's got it between the circles. Gives out high left side to Trice. Trice is going to penetrate to the free throw line. Good help on the double again by Kaylee Miller that time. And the ball gets stolen away by Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run with it. Down to the left corner to Lauren Livingston. She'll fire the three. Good! And the Galesburg Silver Streaks have their first basket and their first lead of the game. 3-2. With 5:33 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, although the game hasn't started how the Streaks wanted, you know, they were only down by those 2 points, even though they had three turnovers, some missed shots. So just maybe this is what they need to get the confidence building a little bit. And here's a steal by Cadence Leidick.
Cadence down the left side, going to go up against one defender up off the glass, came up short, and the rebound knocked away by Kaylee Miller is going to go back to the Moline Maroons. Yeah, Cadence got a little bit far under the basket. She probably thought she was going to get some contact. The Moline player just kind of went up. and she came up short on the shot.
Yeah, and Cadence will learn. You just got to take that in for the layup. If your shot gets blocked, your shot gets blocked. But usually on a breakaway layup like that, you're going to get the foul more likely than a blocked shot.
Left wing into the ball game, Bella Smith, 5'7", sophomore for the Maroons. Inside it goes to Kelsey Curtis. Back out high to Trice, three-pointer. Left side is short. McNamee with a rebound. Back out to Trice. Trice will fire another three from the same spot. Short again. Rebound comes out long. Right into the hands of Trice. Goes to the right wing to Curtis. Curtis penetrates. Runner up. Missed it. And a rebound knocked away from Audrey Peck. And Riley Jenkins runs it down for the Streaks. Riley across midcourt. Behind the back. Out between the circles. Nice look
pass.
Underneath to Lauren Livingston. Up off the glass. Can't hit. But a foul on McNamee. Wow. What an outstanding no-look bullet pass from Riley Jenkins at the top of the key. She was kind of sideways and just flung it down there to Lauren Livingston. And that's the only way that pass was going to get there.
Right. And just another great job by Riley. She looked the defense to the wing. She stared at the wing so that the defense all went that way. And then she spun the pass right through the narrowest of gaps to get it down to Lauren. And Lauren able to get the foul and get to the line.
Lauren with all four of the Streaks' points as she hits the free throw. Streaks lead 4-2. Second shot is up and good as well. Another substitution. Checking in for the Streaks will be Arlita Brown. She'll spell Lauren Livingston. 5-2. Streaks lead 4:35 to play here in the first quarter. You know, this is kind of similar to the sophomore game, except Moline actually jumped out to a lead of about 8-2, and the sophomores had to get used to the press, and then they started handling the pressure, and once they did, they were getting some fast break layups off of it when they beat it.
Well, the pressure, honestly, Tom, hasn't been that bad. It's more activity than pressure.
McNamee on the block, spins into the paint, puts it up, missed it, gets her own rebound. Looks, fakes, and it's blocked by Audrey Peck. Audrey with a rebound. What a great defensive play by Audrey Peck after the offensive rebound by McNamee. Riley getting pushed, no call. Hands off to Chelsea Stevens and stolen away.
That's got to be a travel.
Oh, he called it a jump ball. Well, Chelsea Stevens had tied up Taylor, but as Taylor was turned, Chelsea got her hands on the ball and Taylor ran with it.
Right.
Fortunately, the possession arrow points toward the Streaks. But Riley was getting pushed and shoved coming across midcourt that time. No call. At high right side, it's Cadence Leidick. Brings it back out. Gives to Chelsea Stevenson right of the center circle. She'll dribble left. Gives to Riley Stevenson in the corner. Yeah, high pass.
Chelsea again with a lollipop pass. Can't do that against the press because they're against the zone. The zone's built to move all the balls in the air. That's why you got to throw bullet passes.
Knocked out of bounds by McNamee. It went back to the Streaks on the near sideline. Riley Jenkins has it. Now to Chelsea Stevenson. Left corner it goes to Audrey Peck. Back to, Arlita Brown. Now it's Cadence Leidick to the right corner to Riley Jenkins. And her shot's blocked by, who's into the ballgame, Nady McDowell, 5'7", sophomore. But it goes back to the Streaks. Lauren Livingston back in. She'll spell Audrey Peck. 3:36 to play first quarter. 5-2 Streaks lead.
That might have excited the Moline bench, but the Streaks still have the basketball.
Absolutely. That's the difference with something Audrey Peck does. It's not like on the last play. Audrey able to get the block and the rebound. Three-pointer no good by Riley Jenkins, and it falls out of bounds on the far side of the floor. It goes back to the Maroons. 3:29, first quarter. 5-2 is the Streaks lead. This is the Maroons with it. It's Caroline Hazen across midcourt, out high left side to McDowell. Top of the key, it goes to McNamee. McNamee dribbles right, hands off to Curtis. Left baseline goes to McDowell, drives in, missed the shot. Rebound tapped out by Lauren Livingston, but it goes right into the hands of Hazen. She missed it, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. They're going to say Cadence Leidick's pushed off.
Well, again, the Streaks have got to limit these second chance points. Another ball came off right there, and it really an opportunity for the Streaks to get out of there without giving up any more, and nobody was able to get to that rebound.
Kaylee Miller back in, and Lily Hudgens in for the first time here tonight. Cadence Leidick and
Travel.
Who else got a break there? Chelsea Stevenson. Travel on McNamee. Got the inbound pass and shuffled the feet before she put it on the floor. Streaks get it back with 3:09 to play first quarter, leading 5-2.
Turnovers now for Moline, Tom.
A bit different look on the press this time. Really not even any pressure until they get across midcourt. Now it's Riley Jenkins, right wing. Lily Hudgens fires a three, short, right on target for the rebound to Arlita Brown. Kept alive, gave it to Lily Hudgens. Out high it goes to Riley Jenkins, left wing. Lauren Livingston for three, good! Lauren Livingston with all eight of the Galesburg Silver Streaks points. It is Galesburg 8, Moline 2 with 2:46 to play here in the first quarter.
Well, and what I liked was that Lily was initially ready to shoot.
Yeah.
And then when you came to the other side, although she bobbled the ball, there was no hesitation from Lauren.
And it goes to McNamee, but that's going to
be an offensive foul.
Oh, they call a jump ball. Wow, I don't even sure where that came from. I thought it had to be a foul. Unfortunately, the possession arrow points toward the Maroons, but McNamee turned with her shoulder and went right into, who was it? Was it Arlita that was guarding her?
Yeah, I believe so.
Put her shoulder right into her. Goes back to the Maroons. Inbound comes to Taylor on the
travels.
Left wing.
They called every curves. Travel, and they yeah. missed that one.
This is McDowell right side. Crosses over. Nice defense by Arlita
nice
Brown.
Nice job.
Gets a help from Moore. Livingston takes it away. Lauren cross midcourt to Kaylee Miller on the left wing. To Riley Jenkins, top of the key, right wing. Quick ball moved by the streets to Lily Hudgens. Back to Riley. She'll set the offense. Out high left side, it goes to Lauren Livingston. Left corner, Kaylee Miller. Oh, that's going to go to the Maroons. Yeah, McNamee knocked it, got a hand on the pass, and it went right off the foot of Kaylee Miller. Nothing Kaylee could do on that.
Yeah, well, you've got to see the defense because, again, they're playing this 1-2-2 zone. So when the ball goes to a side of the floor, they're all squeezing out on that side of the floor. So if you're going to make that pass in there, you've got to see where the defender is. And generally, the defender's going to be playing that passing lane, so you're better going to the other side of the floor.
Trice back in for the Maroons. She's got it out high on the left side. On the dribble, pulls it back out to the volleyball spike line, gives left wing now to Taylor. Taylor penetrates, kicks out to Hazen between the circles. Out high right side goes to Curtis. She'll stop at the top of the key, back to Hazen.
Travel.
And she traveled, and they called that one. As wow, that was like... She was like Fred Flintstone
right.
getting the car going before she put the ball on the floor. She had like both feet went up and down about two or three times before she put it on the floor. I was hoping they weren't going to miss that one. It seemed like a slow whistle. 1:48 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 8-2. Lily Hudgens across midcourt right side. Swing it over to Kaylee Miller. Left
there
side,
it
left
is.
Baseline to Lauren Livingston. 15-footer up. Too strong. Rebound on the weak side. Kept alive by Riley Jenkins. And Audrey Peck comes up with it. Now Riley has it on the right wing. Audrey Peck in the right corner outside the three-point arc. Back to Riley in front of the Moline bench, and she'll bring it back out and set for the Streaks with 1:24 to play in the quarter.
Although Lauren missed the shot, that was the ball rotation the Streaks needed initially. They quickly got the ball down to her, so they caught the defense moving.
And that's going to go back to the Streaks. Ball pass got knocked away. Riley tried to get it to Audrey Peck in front of the Moline bench. It was knocked away by Taylor. It goes back to the Streaks with 1:15 to play in the quarter. Riley Jenkins has it. She'll set the offense. Gives out high right side to Audrey Peck. Now it's Kaylee Miller right at the center circle. Quickly to Riley Jenkins out high left side. Between the circles to Kaylee. She'll dribble left. Brings it to Riley Jenkins. Left baseline penetration by Riley. Gets bumped out of bounds. But got the pass off to Lauren Livingston. Made a nice look down to Audrey Peck. Puts it up. Can't hit. And an over the back is going to go against Trice, as she went over the back, Trice, she went over the back of Lauren Livingston. Nice job by Lauren getting the inside position. Audrey got herself a little bit too far behind the basket, trying to make the move.
Well, Audrey didn't catch the ball clean, and that took her below the backboard. She should have kicked it out after she felt that happening.
Inbound to Lily, three-pointer out high right side. Good! Lily Hudgens on the inbound pass from Riley Jenkins. And again, you talk about being ready to shoot when the ball comes to you. She was in shooting position, nailed it, 11-2 streaks. McNamee down the left block. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck. Rebound to Trice. Blocked again. And the ball comes out long. It's knocked away by Lily Hudgens. But coming up with it is Hazen. Fires a three. Can't hit. And rebound comes down to McNamee. Kicks out to Curtis for three out high right side. Got it. Kelsey Curtis, just a second basket for the Maroons. Making 11-5 streaks. 22 seconds to play. Kaylee Miller across midcourt left side with 19. Drives left side. Bounces for Audrey Peck. Right side up off the glass and in. And that's what can happen when you beat the press. Easy two. 13-5 streaks. 10 seconds to play. Left wing long three. Nope. Travel on Whitney Taylor again. She went to set to shoot. Didn't put the ball on the floor and took an extra step. And the Streaks get it back with 8.4 to play.
Now recognize where the press is set up here. They're setting up everybody around half court. I would almost, if I'm Coach Massey, I'd have Audrey drop back low to try to stretch this press out because they've got everybody right now around the half-court circle.
McDowell back in, sophomore Paige Melton in for Moline. Lily Hudgens in the backcourt to Lauren.
Three
seconds to play. Lauren looks at the clock, spins, and tries to get the shot off and finally does. A little bit of contact, but they're not going to call that. Time runs out. End of the first quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks after a slow start with a lead over the Moline Maroons. It's Galesburg 13, Moline 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtRightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's a new year, and it's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Mike Roberts from the Finance Department at YEM. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, repossession, bankruptcy, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track for 2020.
We don't just sell cars. We help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Next up in Western Big Six Conference play for the Galesburg boys basketball team is a road trip to Geneseo. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage tomorrow night at 7:06 on WGIL.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter here at John Field Gym. Inbound came to Kaylee Miller, and reaching out on her was Kelsey Curtis. Second team foul on the Maroons. Streaks lead 13-5. Tom Erdith there, Gibson. Glad to have you along with us here at John Field Gym for this Western Big Six conference game. Chelsea Stevenson gives to Riley Jenkins in the right corner. Has to pull it out and reset. Swing it to Kaylee Miller. Now left baseline. Lauren Livingston, nice move, leans in. It gets hammered by Trice. And that's going to be the first foul on Braylee Trice. Nice job by Lauren.
That's her second.
Oh, that's her second foul. Okay.
Yep.
I thought the first one was on McNamee.
No.
So McNamee does not have one. Trice
no, she does,
two.
Too.
Okay. She does. Okay, they've got 14 fouls. Yeah, I missed that one. So Lauren Livingston goes to the free throw line. Two shots for the Streaks. First one is up and good.
Nine of the Streaks, 14 points for Lauren.
Off to a good start, Lauren. A couple of three-pointers already. And the second shot is up and good. 10 points for Lauren Livingston. Streaks with a 10-point lead, 15-5. Out high left side, this is Caroline Hazen. Gives to Kelsey Curtis. She goes to the free throw line, gives left wing to Taylor. Down the left block, goes to McNamee, turns and fades away. Missed the shot. Rebound kept alive on the weak side, but Audrey Peck comes away with it for the Streaks. 7:20 to play in the half, 15-5 Streaks lead. Left corner, it's Kaylee Miller down on the block. It goes to Lauren Livingston. Puts a shot up, missed it. Rebound comes down to Taylor for Moline. I don't know if Lauren's rushing her shot a little bit more on the short ones or not, as McDowell missed the shot. Rebound, Streaks had it, lost it, goes to the floor. And that should have been an over and back because the ball got tipped up in the front court by Curtis, but the Streaks get it back anyway on a turnover. Now Riley Jenkins down the left side, laid it up and in. First basket for Riley and make it 17-5. But Lauren got set and did a nice job on the 2-3 she made. But on the shorter shots, I know she's way too strong on them. I know she's trying to shoot them with touch or something rather than just shooting the ball.
Did Riley get that steal?
I believe so.
Okay.
Inside it goes to Taylor. She kicks it out to McDowell, top of the key. She fires a three, got it.
Wow.
Nady McDowell.
I would not have guessed that to be in her repertoire.
No, and it's kind of a strange-looking shot. 17-8 Streaks. Chelsea Stevenson on the sideline in front of the Streaks bench. Gets away from a trap, gets it to Riley Jenkins. Now 2-on-1 break for the Streaks. Kaylee Miller, and she traveled it. Yeah, she was trying to draw the defender, and then as she was trying to pick the dribble up, it was a high bounce, and she traveled with it, trying to reel it in to make the pass.
Yeah, right there, you just got to go hard and just jump stop if you're going to jump stop. She got in between, going to the rim and passing that one off, and the ball kind of spun on her fingers.
McDowell gives to, Audrey Peck with a block shot. They're going to call the foul this time, though, as McNamee goes up. McDowell got it to McNamee, and that'll be the first foul on Audrey Peck, just the second team foul on the Streaks. 6:03 to play first half. Streaks lead 17-8. It'll be Sierra McNamee at the free throw line with two shots.
Streaks have to commit that to memory right there. That was a little two-man game where they did a pick and roll, and as she was coming across, it was McDowell coming down the lane. She knew she had McNamee behind her, so she flipped it back to her.
McNamee hits the first free throw. That's her first point of the game. Make it 17-9 Streaks. Arlita Brown back in for Galesburg. Cadence Leidick as well. Second shot no good. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Riley will bring it up against some pressure from Hazen. Gets it across midcourt left side. Now to Arlita Brown, top of the key. Bounces back to Riley. Riley had to, I actually thought Riley traveled the ball. She went up in the air.
Oh, I did too.
Yeah.
But the Streaks have got to be aware. They've got to see the defenders. They're just getting too lax with the basketball right now. We're going to get a timeout. I believe a 30-second timeout from Coach Massey. Just the Streaks, you know, they've done some nice jobs moving. They've done a nice job moving the ball, but at times they come down the floor and it's almost like they forget that Moline's in a zone and they try to go into an offense that requires them to cut through multiple people.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I guess I get whoever is handling the ball, the way they're pressuring him, they feel like they're playing man.
Right.
So I guess that's kind of where that's coming from. And then Riley just kind of lost her her bearings there and started to go up in the air to pass, and there was nobody there, and she had to let it go so she didn't travel, but Streaks turned it over. Moline with it, 5:45 to play first half. Streaks leading 17-9. This is McDowell, goes to the top of the key, now free throw line, crosses over down the lane, laid it up, no, but the rebound to McNamee. She puts it up, got it, and they're going to call a foul on who? Arlita, I believe. Count the basket, and or did they call it on Audrey? Nope, did go against Arlita Brown. That's her first foul. Third team foul on the Streaks, and McNamee with a chance at a three-point play. 17-11 Streaks lead.
Well, again, the Streaks have got to grab those rebounds.
Shot is up, missed it. Rebound, Audrey Peck had it. It was taken away. Now Riley Jenkins with a steal. Took it away from Curtis. Riley on the dribble left side. Goes down to the baseline. Picks up. Kicks top of the key. Lauren Livingston for three. Good! Her third of the ball game. Lauren Livingston with 13 of the Streaks 20. Make it 20-11. Streaks 5:15 to play here in the half.
And she's 3 of 4 from downtown, making a strong push for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Long three from Curtis on the right side. The left-hander puts it up and in. That's her second one of the game, and make it 20-14, Streaks. Caden Slidek, she'll bring it across right side. Picks up. Gets to Riley Jenkins, top of the key to Lily Hudgens running the floor left side. Laid it up and in.
Well, in that time, a great job by the Streaks to push the ball up the floor. They got it up the floor. Nice job by everyone filling their lanes. The defense tried their best to stop the ball, but Lily had an open lane on the far side of the basket.
Now a travel call once again, and it went into McNamee.
13 turnovers by the Maroons already.
And that's, you know, we talk about some of the poorer teams we played. Do you see a stat? You know, they've got 14 points, 13 turnovers, but they're not out of this game, though, by any means.
Gosh, no. Hey, well, and the other thing is, you want to know where their glaring weakness is without their starting point guard? It's right there.
Yeah. She is their ball handler, and they missed that. And plus, she was scoring about 9 points a game and about 6 rebounds on top of it, too. Riley Jenkins out high right side. Gives to Lauren Livingston between the circles. Lauren dribbles left down the right side of the lane. Scoops it up off the glass. Can't hit. It gets her own rebound. Up off the right side. Off the glass. Too strong. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Left side up off the glass and in. Great job on the offensive glass by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. 4 for Audrey. Back to a 10-point lead. 24-14. 4 minutes to play first half. Pass over the top to McNamee, nice. Knocked away by Audrey Peck, but it's going to go off Lauren Livingston last. But
Nice job, though, by Lauren to come back door. Audrey decided to sell out on the front side. They tried to lob it over. Audrey got fingertips on it to pop it in the air, and then Lauren got over there and got just enough on it to knock it away.
And it comes to Bella Smith. Now it's McDowell free throw line. 15-footer is up. Missed it. And a rebound to Lauren Livingston. Lauren on the run. 2-on-1 break to Caden Slidek running the floor. Lay it up. Missed it. Audrey Peck there for the rebound. Puts it back. And Tracy Sandemore is absolutely upset with her player. She calls a timeout. She's pointing like, why is nobody back? They're doing what we do. Getting down, beating us down the floor. 30-second timeout called by Tracy Sandemore. Biggest lead of the ballgame for the Streaks. It's Galesburg 26. Moline 14. And that's what we talked about in the sophomore game. That's what happened against any of the full court pressure, and even off of a rebound or whatever, the Streaks were getting it down the court quickly and getting numbers, whether it was a 3-on-2 break, a 2-on-1 break, and they were getting and the good passes on top of it as well.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Moline's going to get tired quickly playing this style of defense. I'm kind of surprised we haven't seen as many subs as I thought we were going to see here from Coach Sandemore. I mean, she's probably run 7 players out there, and I honestly thought with how much we heard about their pressure that she'd be around 10 by now just because your girls have to be getting tired playing the pressure defense and then also having to, you know, still come down on offense and fight through their offensive sets.
Yeah, and one of the subs is because Trice was in foul trouble, so they've had her out. Another block by Audrey Peck, and Audrey with a rebound. 3:20 to play in the half, 26-14 Streaks. It's Lily Hudgens, left wing. Gives to Riley Jenkins out between the circles. Riley bounces for Lauren Livingston out high left side, left corner to Lily Hudgens. Swing it to Riley out high on the right side. Now to Lauren Livingston out high left side. Lauren penetrates to Lily Hudgens left baseline for three. Good! Lily Hudgens with her second three of the ball game. She's got eight, make it 28-14, and assist for Lauren Livingston.
Did they only call that two?
Oh, did they? Oh, they must have. Gosh, I didn't see. From where I was looking, I mean, she was kind of down in front of me. I was leaning forward. I thought she was behind the arc, but they only gave her two. Never mind. Now we got a foul on the streaks, and it goes against Riley Jenkins on McNamee. That's the first on Riley. That'll put Sierra McNamee back at the free throw line. She's attempted all three of Moline's free throws and rattles that one home. 2 for 4 so far. 2:50 to play in the half. Streaks lead 28-15. Now Trice is going to come back in. Braylee Trice, a leading scorer, almost 15 points a game. She's got two fouls, just 2 points so far tonight. Second shot is up and good for McNamee. Full court pressure. Lily Hudgens, she'll bring it across left side and spins, beats the trap, and traveled with it. Yeah, she made a spin move, and she had beat the trap. I think she was surprised she beat the trap there and kind of came up with a high dribble.
Well, you know, sometimes you just get going too fast, and that's what it looked like right there. And Lily, obviously, not usually the one bringing the ball up the floor against the pressure.
This is Trice left wing, fires a high arcing three, missed it badly. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Lauren on the streaks with numbers again. Lauren to Audrey Peck running the floor. Audrey left side up off the glass and in. That's the way to run a fast break. Streaks do it again. 30-16 is the Galesburg lead. 2:20 to play here in the first half. Left wing, this is Taylor for the Maroons. Top of the key to McNamee. Right side it goes to Curtis. Curtis penetrates and trips.
Oh, that's not a foul.
He calls a block on Riley Jenkins. Curtis went, and she may have. Riley was running alongside her, and she caught her foot on the back of Riley's foot. I mean, to me, it's a travel, or I don't know. Or she lost the ball out of bounds. I don't know how you can call a foul.
Yeah, and the tough thing is that's two fouls now on Riley.
Yep, two on Riley Jenkins now. Five team fouls on the streaks. Taylor to inbound from the right baseline. It comes to McNamee, and she traveled with it. Yep,
wow.
She tried to make the spin move, and I think she made the spin. I think she picked up the pivot foot as she made that spin.
At first, I thought he was going to give it to her until she got all the way around, and then he finally blew the whistle.
Riley Jenkins across midcourt to Lily Hudgens, right side. Now Lily traveled with it. You know, again, Lily looking for the pass there. You got to just take your time. You can't be thinking pass so quickly because jumping into the passing lanes, and when you do that, you get yourself hung up.
Yeah, and the unfortunate thing is this pressure, there's a couple players on the streaks that definitely are being rattled by this pressure anytime they get somebody in their face.
Riley Jenkins with a block shot on Curtis, and now the ball went off of Taylor last, so it'll go back to the streaks as Chelsea Stevenson comes in to replace Lily Hudgens with 1:54 to play in the half. Streaks with a 30-16 lead. Lauren Livingston back in. She'll replace Arlita Brown. So the Streaks with the 14-point lead, under 2 minutes to play in the half. Three-quarter court press again. Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. Brings it across right of the center circle. Gets to Chelsea Stevenson, right wing. Back to Riley, top of the key. Swing at left corner to Kaylee Miller.
No.
And her pass is stolen away by Taylor.
The Streaks have to quit trying to pass it over the top of the zone, too. You're just basically giving them steals.
Curtis airballs the three from the left wing. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Riley on the run now to Kaylee Miller running the floor left side. Kaylee leans in,
travel.
Puts it up, can't hit. Nope, they're going to call a push.
Foul? Okay.
On who is it? Is it McDowell? Nope, on Curtis. Kelsey Curtis. I honestly thought that, Kaylee kind of got, but no shot though. Kaylee got herself kind of off balance, but she got around. I thought she did a good job getting around the defender. I didn't think there was any contact, but they called the foul. Now the ball gets knocked away by McDowell on the far sideline. The Streaks will have it in front of the Moline bench with 1:21 to play in the half.
You know, for how sloppy this game's been at times, there's only been 10 fouls called between the two teams, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah, mostly the turnovers are the problem on both sides. 1:18 to play. Audrey Peck on the right side to Kaylee Miller in the center circle.
Jeez.
Riley to backdoor to Audrey Peck. Right side up off the glass. Too strong. Lauren Livingston with a rebound up off the glass. Got it. Lauren Livingston is on fire. She might have even taken some contact from McNamee that time. 32-16. Lauren with 15 in the game. Under a minute to play in the half. Streaks have doubled up the Moline Maroons. Top of the key. This is McNamee. Now it's Curtis left side. Down the left side of the lane. Scoops it up off the glass and in. Nice move by Kelsey Curtis. She's the leading scorer for Moline tonight. She's got 8 of their 18. 42 seconds to play.
Travel.
Yep. Chelsea had it at midcourt.
Chelsea caught the ball and just started shuffling the feet. She got too hurried there. you know, it just, I think she has the concept of what she needs to do with it, but she just gets that happy feet the moment that the defender closes out on her.
37 seconds to play. Hazen will walk it across from the Maroons. Now McDowell on high on the left side. Try to get it downstairs to McNamee. Knocked away by Audrey Peck. Riley Jenkins comes away with it. Riley down court to Lauren Livingston. Left baseline penetrates. Lays it up. Missed it. And the rebound comes down to Curtis for the Maroons. 19 seconds to play. Nice move by Lauren. Couldn't get the shot to fall. Down on the left side. McNamee spins toward the baseline. Gets it up off the glass and in. Nice move. May have traveled, but still a nice move by McNamee. Make it 32-20. 6 seconds to play. Riley Jenkins to Kaylee Miller across midcourt with three. Kaylee will stop and fire the three. Missed it. Audrey Peck at the buzzer got knocked to the floor.
No foul.
Wow. Audrey Peck came down with a rebound, went up with a putback, got knocked to the floor, and they didn't call the foul.
Wow.
I don't care if it's the end of the half. That's what Coach Massey's saying. It's like, come on. Oh, the official's trying to say it was all ball.
It was a block, yeah.
Wow. I didn't see that. Well, we played one half of basketball. My goodness. Crazy turnovers. We'll talk about the number of those when we have our halftime stats coming up. We'll run down our halftime scoreboard and more. Good half for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. It's Galesburg 32, Moline 20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank, Galesburg Community Chorus, and Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info. Keyword hundreds.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
If you're looking at refinancing your home loan or buying a home, where do you shop for that loan? One area you should not shop at is with a big brand name bank. Go to an independent, what are known as non-bank mortgage lenders, now account for more than half of the mortgage market and growing. Credit unions are now getting bigger and bigger, and going to a mortgage broker or mortgage banker, a good idea too.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Surveyor Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Surveyor Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser from WGIL, reminding you that the Galesburg Public Library can help your kids come up with the best Lego creations. The library's Lego Mania Club meets the second Tuesday of every month. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You're trying to sell your property without a realtor, so you need all the exposure you can get. List your property on Galesburg.info, keyword FSBO. Give potential buyers a feel for your property through pictures and a full description. Go to Galesburg.info, keyword FSBO for details.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at John Field Gym. Tom Meredith there at Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Moline Maroons 32-20. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The Streaks led 13-5 at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Moline 19-15 in that second quarter and lead 32-20. The other Western Big Six games happening tonight. United Township leading at home against the Rock Island Rocks 29-27. The Quincy Blue Devils leading at Geneseo 27-23. And the Sterling Golden Warriors at Alleman up 32-23 in that one. So it could be a couple of upsets in the making with the UT and Quincy. I know that one thing Tracy Santamore mentioned in the pregame, and we've talked about this with UT, we figured at some point it was all going to come together for them, and it sounds like maybe it finally is, that the fact that they're even in the game with Rocky at this point,
right,
compared to the way they'd played earlier this season.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the big thing for them is it just seemed like they weren't all on the same page. So the big thing was them coming together.
Here's what the upcoming schedule looks like here on WGIL. Of course, tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys are in action. They will get their first chance this season to see Isaiah Rivera and the Geneseo Maple Leaves and the first time seeing them as a conference school as well. So the boys will be at Geneseo. And he's signed, where is he? Colorado State? Or where is it that he's going to? Rivera? Is he going to Colorado State? Or
Colorado State.
Colorado State. So he'll be out there next year. So Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheese will have that one for you here on WGIL. About 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 schedule tip. Then, as of right now, a full schedule of basketball on the radio Saturday afternoon. First off with the Illinois Fighting Illini, actually starting Saturday morning. The Illini taking on Rutgers, and that'll be at State Farm Center. That'll be a 10 o'clock pregame and 11 o'clock for the tip here on WGIL. Then the Galesburg High girls have a now I lost my schedule. I can't remember if it's a 4 o'clock game with, or it's on the schedule. It was later, and I can't remember if it's a 2 o'clock or 4 o'clock game with Canton. The Galesburg Shootout, and then the Galesburg High boys will take on St. Charles East. But talking with Coach Massey before the game tonight, he had said that Athletic Director Eric Matthews was wanting to make a decision early on the Shootout because last year we had some issues. The weather turned bad. It was actually a similar situation. It was predicted, but you didn't know because it wasn't going to be starting until late Friday night into Saturday morning. Same thing now. We ended up having teams not able to get here for the Shootout. So his plan is to make a decision a little bit earlier tomorrow. So the way things are looking, if the way the forecast looks right now, it may not happen Saturday. We'll see. We'll of course keep you updated here on WGIL when we find that out, though. So that's the schedule. Then let's see. Coming up on where the Illini will be, they've got Rutgers, and then the Galesburg High boys have a non-conference game with Morton here at John Thiel Gym Tuesday night. The girls will play host to Geneseo a week from tonight. That'll be senior night already, if you can believe that.
Wow.
My goodness. That'll be next Thursday night. Then the boys will play at Rock Island next Friday. The Illini have a whole week off before they play Northwestern on the 18th, and that's going to be a busy day. Two girls games in the Downstate Classic with two of the top teams in the state, both Peoria High and Morton. Those games will be at Morton. The boys will be playing at their Martin Luther King tournament that day as well. Halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead at 32-20. Sophomores, by the way, a 62-53 winner as well earlier today. Yeah, it is. 4 o'clock is the game scheduled. Coming up on Saturday in the Shootout. The girls are scheduled to play Canton at 4, so a 3:40 pregame if it happens. Boys are scheduled to play St. Charles East at 6, so it'd be about a 5:40 pregame after the girls are done. Take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats. Streaks lead at 32-20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
New Life is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, talks about why there's nothing worse than a car salesman.
I think a lot of places you go and why people kind of get a bad taste in their mouth is because they feel like they're talking to a, quote, salesman. They're being sold something. Yes, you have to buy a vehicle and someone's got to sell it to you, but we view ourselves and we view our salespeople as actually customer service representatives. We are just servicing the customer. That is it. And if you do that properly, it will never feel like you're being sold.
Don't get sold. Get customer serviced at Galesburg Toyota. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy tonight, rain over that low of 39. Showers and thunderstorms even tomorrow with a high of 44. Tomorrow night, a winter storm watch will go to effect late tomorrow night through Saturday night. Rain, snow, and freezing rain likely tomorrow night with a low of 32. And Saturday, cloudy and blustery with snow likely. Could see 3 to 7 inches possibly. High of 34 on Saturday. Right now, it's 52 at WGIL.
Congratulations to Thomas Cates of Galesburg, who won $40 when he was spotted wearing a blue WGIL button. To get yours, just go to WGIL.com.
Second half just underway. Colleen misses a shot. Curtis missed it. Streaks Kaylee Miller with a rebound. Gives to Chelsea Stevenson on the run out. Chelsea gets her first basket, lays it up and in. 34-20, Streaks with the basketball. We'll run down the stats as we're going here. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Shot from the right side, up and in by Caroline Hazen, her first basket, and make it 34-22, Streaks. Streaks break the pressure easily. Chelsea Stevenson, right wing, pulls it back out, gives to Riley Jenkins, right of the center circle. Streaks led with by 15 points by Lauren Livingston in the first half, including 3 three-pointers, a 2 and 4 for 4 from the free throw line. Left corner, Kaylee Miller to Lauren Livingston for 3, left wing, go!
Oh, wow.
Rattled it home again, rolled around, dropped it through, so make it 18 now, and 4 three-pointers for Lauren Livingston. 6 points for Audrey Peck on 3 baskets, 7 for Lily Hudgens as a shot air ball, then the rebound comes down to Mack.
Oh, what?
Audrey Peck gets the clean block, and they call her for a foul.
What?
Wow. Oh, man.
Her hand was all over the basketball. And I don't know how he makes that call from behind when officials in front of the play.
All ball on that one by Audrey Peck. It's called for the foul. That puts McNamee at the free throw line with 2 shots and hits the first. In fact, she shot the only free throw for Moline in the first half. She went 3 for 5, now 4 for 6. 37-23 Streaks. 7 points for Lily Hudgens on a 3 and a couple of 2s. 2 points on a basket for Cadence Leidick. 2 points on a basket for Riley Jenkins. Second shot, no good. Lauren Livingston runs down the rebound to Riley Jenkins, to Kaylee Miller, left wing, and her pass knocked away by McNamee, and coming up with it is Taylor for Moline. Now right wing, it goes to Paige Melton. Three-pointer, no good. Weak side rebound, Riley Jenkins. Riley in the backcourt. She'll bring it across against Melton. Gets to Kaylee Miller, left corner. She'll fire the three, short. Rebound comes down to Curtis for Moline. Kelsey Curtis on the dribble, left side, stops, gets to McNamee in the point paint, and she traveled. Blocked, though, by Audrey Peck again, and Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Now a reach is going to go against Trice, and that's going to be her third foul. That cannot make Coach Tracy Sandemore happy, because Trice had no reason to be reaching in as Riley cleanly had that rebound. Trice reached in and picked up her third foul.
Yeah, you can't be committed in that foul if you're Trice. You're way too valuable to this team. The scoreboard now has her with 2 fouls.
Okay, well, she wouldn't have been sitting out the whole first half had she only had one before. Left corner goes to Kaylee Miller, didn't pull the trigger, kicks back out to Lauren Livingston. Now to the right corner, Chelsea Stevenson, 17-footer up, short, rebound weak side. Kaylee Miller can't hit, but she gets fouled. And I believe it's going to go against Taylor. It does go against Whitney Taylor. That's her first. And that'll put Kaylee Miller at the free throw line with 2 shots. Braylee Trice with only 2 points. She scored the first basket of the ball game off the opening tip as Kaylee Miller hits the first free throw. And she's got 2 8-points for Kelsey Curtis, led the way for Moline in the first half. 2 threes and a 2. McNamee had 7 in the first half, 2 for Hazen and 3 from McDowell on a three-pointer as Kaylee Miller hits both her first 2 points. 39-23 Streaks, under 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Trice, left side, gives to Curtis. Now between the circles, McDowell out high right side. It's Taylor. Top of the key goes to Trice on top of the three-point arc. Fires, bounces high, no good. Rebound to McDowell, puts it up, blocked by Riley Jenkins. And coming away with it is Lauren Livingston to Chelsea Stevenson, running the floor, right side up off the glass and in. Second run-out basket for Chelsea Stevenson. They get 41-23 streaks. Curtis underneath to McDowell, and she's going to be fouled, and it's going to be, is it going to go against Lauren or Kaylee? They both were there. And it's going to go against Lauren Livingston. That will be her first foul.
Who got the rebound on here off the block shot? Was it Riley?
Yes, Riley did.
It's her sixth.
5:22 to play third quarter. 41-23 streaks lead. Nadia McDowell at the free throw line and rattled the first one home. She's got kind of a strange looking shot. Kind of, her hand is kind of almost sideways on the ball, elbow kind of sticking out. But she hit a three, and now she hit her first free throw this time around. 41-24 streaks. Second shot for McDowell is up, and that one is good. She's got five. They get 41-25. Riley Jenkins gets it across to Chelsea Stevenson. Streaks with numbers. Chelsea, she saw Kaylee Michelle. Well, Audrey Peck going down the right side of the lane with McDowell on her, and running free down the left side was Kaylee Miller, and got a little happy there and bounced it too hard, trying to pull up just to get her hands on the ball quickly and bounced it too hard.
They hit a three-on-one. She's got a jump stop there and just make the pass.
Curtis for three left baseline. Air ball. Chelsea Stevenson with a rebound. Chelsea picks up, gives to Riley Jenkins. Riley brings it across to Kaylee Miller, left corner. Tried to bounce underneath to Lauren Livingston. Nice stop, but McDowell got there and knocked it away. Good defensive play by McDowell that time. Arlita Brown will come in. She'll give Lauren Livingston a break with just under 5 minutes to play in the third. Streaks leading 41-25. Riley Jenkins inbound from the left baseline. Gets it into Kaylee Miller. Back to Riley in the left corner. She'll fire the wide open three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Arlita Brown. Arlita with it. Kicks out to Chelsea Stevens at top of the key. Now it's Kaylee Miller out high left side and a foul. It was Taylor reaching in and getting her on the arm. That's the second on Whitney Taylor. 13 foul on Moline here in the second half.
Well, I mean, if they've really wanted to, they could have called that all game long.
Yeah.
Because Taylor's been hand-checking out at the top the entire game.
So Kaylee Miller to inbound, gives to Riley Jenkins, left of the center circle. 41-25 streaks, 4:42 to play here in the third quarter. Now it's Arlita Brown between the circles, right wing, Chelsea Stevenson. Back out high to Arlita, right of the center circle, puts it on the floor and gives to Riley Jenkins out high left side, left corner to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee penetrates, gets past Trice. Nice
great
bounce pass.
Pass.
Audrey Peck puts it up and in. Nice job by Kaylee Miller. Drew the defender, dumped it off to Audrey. She puts it up and in. Quickly back the other way. Shot missed by Curtis. Weak side rebound. A foul is going to go against. They could call Audrey?
I think so, because she and McDowell went over the rebound.
Wow. That is number three on Audrey Peck now, with 4:16 to play in the third quarter.
For what it's worth, the scoreboard now has
Trice
with three.
Okay. All right. Well, inbounding will be Trice from the right baseline, and it comes to McNamee, who checks back in. Now it's Trice on the right baseline, fires a three. Got it.
One of five from out there.
Make it 43-28. Lily Hudgens in. Tried to bounce it underneath. Got knocked away by McNamee, but Lily able to get it back. Now Riley Jenkins will reset for the streaks.
Lily just trying a little push pass. That's not going to get past McNamee out there.
Cadence Leidick out high on the right side. Got knocked away. Got fouled. And then Curtis smacked her across the arm to knock the ball away. And they're not going to call it. Like you said, they could have called this all game. And this was Curtis rather than Taylor that time. Riley Jenkins with it near the center circle.
I think that's Coach Matsey's discussing right now.
Lauren Livingston out high left side. Stops and gives to Lily Hudgens. Lily brings it back out high. Back to Lauren, left baseline. Now Lily has it out high on the left side. 3.5 minutes to play third quarter. 43-28 streaks. Lily Hudgens near midcourt left side. Dribbles right. Don't want to get a five call. Now gets it off to Cadence Leidick on the right side. 3:21. Cadence right side. Lays it up over McNamee. Got it!
And
a foul on McNamee. And McNamee standing there with her hands up. The only thing she did wrong was she kind of moved with Lily as she was going up. If she would have just stood and held her ground, I don't think there would have been a call, but she kind of stepped with her, it looked like.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't think that was a foul.
That's what I was saying. I didn't either. But
I thought she did everything right, and Cadence made a better play and went over the top of her.
So Caden Zlidick completes the three-point play, hits the free throw. She's got five, make it 46-28. Quickly back the other way, three-pointer from the right baseline, no good. Rebound Caden Zlidick, and she gets bumped by McNamee, and that's three on Sierra McNamee.
That's big.
The three-pointer was by Bella Smith, the miss.
They're saying Cadence dropped the ball on that line.
Oh, okay. Well, she got bumped out of bounds is what happened. Now Riley Jenkins is going to get called for a foul on the inbound. Fortunately, Curtis missed the shot. Now that's three on Riley Jenkins, and Kelsey Curtis will go to the free throw line. So foul trouble starting to become an issue with 3:07 to play here in the third quarter. Audrey Peck with three. Now Riley Jenkins with three for the Streaks. Braylee Trice with three for Moline, and we thought McNamee just picked up her third, but she didn't. So Curtis hits the free throw. She's got 9 points to lead the way for the Maroons.
Yeah, I thought maybe they called that as a out of bounds after Kane stopped the ball, but the way he held his hand, it looked like he was calling the foul.
Yeah.
He held his arm up.
Curtis hits both, make it 46-30. Oh, Streaks nearly turned over. Lauren Livingston gets back control of it. Now a reach not called, and the Streaks turn it over. Right side, it's Trice, steps back. Lily Hudgens closes out so she can't get the three. Now goes to McNamee mid-post, turns and travels.
Travel!
Yeah, thank you very much.
Jeez.
I don't know what she's just so over the top on her move. She
right.
Just, like, I don't know how to describe it even. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, she likes the spin, obviously, and she hasn't figured out how to do it. Integrating the dribble so she does it legally.
Streaks turn it over. Three-pointer left wing is no good by Smith. And the rebound to Riley Jenkins. Three-on-one break. Riley, nice move right around Curtis. Miss a layup, though. Lauren Livingston with a rebound. Can't hit. Gets knocked out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Streaks and went off of Trice last. Wow. It's been a crazy up-and-down game.
Yes, it has. This reminds me of back when we were playing the system.
Yeah, really, it does. Absolutely.
It's tough to keep stats because you're constantly having to put four stats down for every 5 seconds of basketball played.
And there's at least one turnover in those every time.
Right.
2:26 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 46-30. Kaylee Miller back in. Gives to Caden Zlidick out high right side. Now to Kaylee. And she'll hand off to Riley Jenkins in the center circle.
Just see, every time there's just hand checking.
Yeah.
The entire time up top.
Riley with it out high on the right side. Back door to Lauren Livingston. Left side up off the glass. Too strong. Missed it. Audrey Peck with a rebound. It's knocked away, though, by Trice. And the Streaks will get it back.
Great pass. Unfortunately, yeah. Lauren, that's not her strong side. She's right-handed, so she would have rather been on the right side of the basket. Just a little too much English over the top.
Inbound comes to Kaylee Miller on the right wing. Gives to Riley Jenkins in the right corner. And Riley gets hammered.
No.
Oh, come on! Are you kidding me? Riley got bumped into, and then Curtis flopped, and they called a charge on Riley Jenkins. That's ridiculous.
That's a big foul call,
wow,
too,
because that's
four on Riley.
Wow.
And that takes the Streaks' best ball handler off the floor for probably at least 6 minutes here of game time. You would think that Coach Massey will try to squeeze as much of the fourth quarter out as possible.
She's been getting pushed and bumped all night. She was trying to get the defender off her, but she got hit as she was going that way.
Well, and it was a late call, too. The official on top of the play didn't make the call. It was the official up the way.
Curtis drives, missed a shot. McNamee with a rebound, puts it up and in. She's got 10, make it 46-32. Inbound to Kaylee Miller. Now Chelsea Stevens, if she can get it across easily, and does. And now bounces for Kaylee Miller between the circles. Right wing, Caden Zlidick bounces for Audrey Peck down on the block. In against Trice, puts it up. No foul called. Missed the shot. Rebound, Lauren Livingston fights for it. And they call a jump ball. I just don't understand how you call one and not the other. I mean, I thought Audrey took some contact there. You don't call it. Like you said, all these out on the perimeter with the hand checking and all that.
And on the one they called, it was Curtis running into Riley. I mean, it looked bad because as Curtis fell backwards, Riley's arm extended. But that's the natural, you know, you're protecting yourself against this player charging at you.
Yeah.
Of course, once they bounce off of you, your arm's going to go out.
Ball gets knocked away on the inbound, goes out of bounds. Streaks will inbound again. Kaylee Miller from the out on the right baseline, and now it gets knocked away by Curtis. And that's, you know, she did the same thing last time. There was contact both times when she's doing that. Yeah. And, of course, she's going to keep doing it because they're not calling it.
Right.
So you got to be really strong with the basketball when you're around her because they're letting some contact happen. So Kaylee Miller will inbound again from out far on the right baseline. Everybody's open. Finally gets it into Caden Zlidick.
If I were Coach Massey, I'd think about trying to take some air out of this ball. You got a minute plus left here.
Kaylee Miller penetrates straight on. 10-footer, no good. Rebound comes down to Taylor for the Maroons. 107 to play. Tries to have the key. Nobody picked her up. Fires a three from straight on. Missed it, though. And a rebound. Cadence Leidick for the Streaks. Trapped up, looking for help. And now we're going to have a timeout called by Coach Massey.
Yeah, good call. He knew Cadence was trapped, stuck down there. Nice time to call that timeout. 30-second timeout, it looks like.
With 58.8 to play in the quarter. And I don't know. I know the Streaks fans were complaining about something. I don't know what, if the official down on the baseline was trying to call a foul.
Well, no,
foul,
I think the official on the baseline called a travel, but official up here called the timeout.
First,
and
yeah.
He said, because he even looked at that official and said, I got mine first.
Yeah. 58.8 to play here in the third quarter. The Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Moline Maroons 46-32.
But we're far from getting home on this one, because with Riley probably not touching the floor for a while and Moline's pressed, I would not be surprised with Riley out of the game that, they're going to extend the press all the way down. We had only seen a three-quarter press most of the game. They're going full court now with Riley out of there.
Got to be strong with the basketball. Lauren Livingston inbounds to Cadence Leidick. Back to Lauren. Lauren puts it on the floor. She'll get it across left side. And
stepped on the sideline.
Stepped on the sideline.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you what, Tom. Braylee Trice did exactly what she needed to do there. She went and she stood, put one of her feet out of bounds. Yeah. So Lauren wasn't getting by her on the left side. And so it caused Lauren to step on that sideline.
That the sideline and end lines are your extra defender. Trice with it, top of the key, spins at the free throw line, steps back, 18-footer, bounces high, no good. Rebound comes down, though, to Taylor for Moline. Trice with it between the circles, 35 to play. McNamee at the free throw line, kicks out to Hazen. She fires a three out high right side. Good. Caroline Hazen with her first three. She's got five, and now it's 46-35 with 25 seconds to play. Lauren in the backcourt.
Lauren's got a pass to
foul.
Up the
floor. Thank you, finally.
Oh, bailout foul there by Taylor.
Yeah.
Lauren has got to look to pass the ball at the floor. She had three defenders on her, and the rest of the Streaks had cleared out. That means on the other end of the floor, it's a 4-on-2.
That's three fouls on Whitney Taylor now. Chelsea Stevenson to inbound. Audrey Peck in for the Streaks. Kaylee Miller with it in the backcourt with 17 to play. Cross midcourt with 14. Top of the key, picks up. Gives that high left side to Chelsea Stevenson. Left baseline, Lauren Livingston for three. Short rebound. Audrey Peck off the glass and in. Left side. Audrey with 10. Make it 48-35. 2 seconds to play. Trice spins and puts it out.
Got a foul.
Oh, they're getting. Come on. Really? You wouldn't give the one at the end of the first. Was it the end of the first quarter when Audrey went up? Come on.
No, I think it was second quarter, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was halftime.
It was at halftime.
Jeez. And this one went against Lauren Livingston. That's her second. So Braylee Trice goes to the free throw line. Jeez. So Trice with two shots at it with the clock stopped and fortunately missed the first one. 48-35, Streaks with a lead. I don't know. How do you, if you don't call the one ahead, because Audrey literally got knocked to the floor. Second shot for Braylee Trice is up, and that one is good. So Trice hits the free throw. Third quarter comes to an end. It's Galesburg 48, Moline 36. We'll bring you the final 8 minutes next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Tune in for Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Trice misses a three to start the fourth quarter. And Taylor with a rebound. Price has it back out near the center circle. Tom Aaron now reach is going to be called on Lauren Livingston. That's her third foul. And yes, it was a foul, but if you're going to call it, call everything that's happening out on the perimeter.
Well, that one was a little bit more egregious than a hand check because she did restrict her movement because she kind of arm barred her out front. But
and that's 17 fouls now on the streak, so Trice goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus and missed it. But the rebound comes down to Hazen. Streets didn't get a body. Kick out to Curtis. Three-pointer right wing is no good. Weak side rebound. Trice wide open. Missed the shot, though. Gets her own rebound again. Bounces for Hazen. Ten-footer up. Missed it again. And finally, Lauren Livingston comes away with a rebound for the Streaks. Getting pushed down the floor. Thank you. Thank you. Finally. Lauren was getting pushed toward the sideline, and the official behind finally saw it. It was Curtis pushing, had her left arm pushing against Lauren as she's going down the court. That's 16 fouls now on Moline.
Well, that can't keep. Oh, they actually called that on Hazen, first.
Oh, Hazen, okay.
The Streaks.
Oh, Streaks turned over. Kaylee Miller tried to get to Chelsea Stevenson down in the left corner and overthrew her.
19 turnovers now for the Streaks in this one.
You know, it feels like Moline made this big comeback, but we actually played even at 16 points apiece in that third quarter. It's just that we had gotten up to an 18-point lead, so they did kind of get back in it, but we still played even in the quarter.
Right.
Trice fires a long three from straight on. Missed it. Rebound. Audrey Peck had a hand on it. Got knocked away. Trice comes up with a left wing. Taylor for three. Good.
Well,
first basket of the ball game for Whitney Taylor. Make it 48-39.
Trice is not shy about shooting that three. Just one of eight, but she continues to fire.
Kaylee Miller across midcourt, right side. Pass knocked away. Cadence Leidick gets it down the middle of the lane. Puts it up. Too strong. Rebound tap by Cadence. Lauren Livingston gets it. Ten-footer up and good. Nice job by Cadence Leidick to keep it alive. And Lauren Livingston gets the shot up and in. Just her second basket of the second half. She's got 20 in the game, and Coach Massey calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:42 to play. Galesburg 50, Moline 39. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, 6:42 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Moline Maroons 50-39. Moline will have the basketball, and Coach Massey puts Riley Jenkins back in. She's got four fouls. Audrey Peck, three fouls. Lauren Livingston, three fouls. They're all on the floor. Cadence Leidick and Kaylee Miller on the floor as well for the Streaks.
You know, when they just scored that to make it 48-39 before the Streaks, too, that was the first time it's been under double digits since early in the second quarter.
McNamee at the free throw line. Kicks out three-pointer for Hazen right side. In and out, no good. Audrey Peck with a rebound, but Trice grabbed her arm and took the rebound away. Put it up, and she's fouled by Audrey Peck. That's four on Audrey. Audrey had the rebound. Trice grabbed her arm on the rebound, took the ball away, and Audrey fouled her on the shot, so Trice goes back to the free throw line. Just missed the front end of a one-and-one moments ago. So four fouls now on Audrey Peck. First shot, Trice misses again. My goodness, she's one for four.
Streaks have got to box out here, giving up way too many second chance points, and specifically they've given up way too many offensive rebounds.
Second shot for Trice is up. Missed it, and the rebound is a tie-up. Lauren Livingston and Taylor tie her up. Fortunately for the Streaks, the possession arrow points their direction.
It's 11 rebounds for Lauren.
6:25 to play, so a double-double for Lauren Livingston. 20 points and 11 rebounds. Inbound to Kaylee Miller, right back to Lauren. Now it's Riley Jenkins across midcourt, left side. Streaks with numbers. Riley pulls it back out, though.
Oh, wow.
It over. She turned back the other way, and Kaylee Miller was there, and they couldn't get out of the way, and Riley lost the dribble out of bounds.
Well, and Kaylee's got recognized there that you can't stand behind the ball handler with the basketball because you bring a defender to her, and you also get in her way if she tries to do exactly what happened there.
Trice for three out high left side. Missed it. Rebound weak side. Cadence Leidick. Cadence on the run. Now gives off to Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt left side. Gives to Kaylee Miller in the left corner. Swing it to Caden Flydick at the top of the key. She'll give to Riley Jenkins between the circles. 5:50 to play. Riley down the left side of the lane. Hesitation dribble. Splits the defenders. Laid it up and in. Wow. I do not know how she got between McNamee and Trice, but she did somehow and laid it up and in.
It helps to be that thin and that strong.
Absolutely. 52-39 streaks. 5.5 minutes to play. Trice out high on the left side to McNamee at the left elbow. McNamee kicks out to Taylor, now right corner. It's Hazen down to McNamee on the right block. Spins in, puts it up and in.
She finally did that spin move, right?
Yeah, nothing more that Audrey Peck could do without fouling her there. And
that's going to be a foul on Riley. The ball
Gosh.
Curtis got it. Riley knocked it away from her. It's going to be foul number 5 on Riley.
With 5:15 to play in the ball game. Wow, Riley Jenkins just fouled out. Wow.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is none of the officials were on top of the play. This official made the call running across the baseline. He did not see the play at all. And that, Coach Massey just can't believe it. And I couldn't see how the initial turnover happened because
down
it's a bad spot
here
for us. But I saw Curtis with the basketball. Riley was able to wedge the basketball out of Curtis's hands. She did not touch arm. She touched all ball.
Yeah.
But she's done.
So going to the free throw line will be Caroline Hazen with a chance of the one and bonus. That's as she made the first. And actually the next foul, they'll be shooting two shots the rest of the game because that's 19 fouls on the streaks. So Hazen with 6, now 7 points all here in the second half. Now 8 as she hits the next one, and that'll bring Arlita Brown in. She'll replace Caden Slidick, and Coach Massey's going to call. He's going to call. No, he just wants to talk with the official more. Now the official's walking away from him, and this is going to be a full timeout. 5:15 to play. We'll take one as well. Galesburg 52, Moline 43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's easily the worst job of all time. I have to suit up in rubber gloves and tie a shirt over my face to deal with the fumes and then you scrub till your arm aches and you're sweating and it still doesn't look great. Grout is my mortal enemy.
With one phone call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, you'll never have to scrub grout again. In just a matter of days, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system that won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Transform your bathroom and say goodbye to grout for good. I'm Neil Thomas. Get your beautiful new bathroom at 342 Heat.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
5:15 to play in the ballgame. Tom Meredith here at Gibson John Thiel Gym. The Galesburg Silver Streaks with a 9-point lead, 52-43 over the Moline Maroons. Riley Jenkins has fouled out of the game. Lauren Livingston has 3 fouls. Audrey Peck has 4 fouls. The Streaks with 9 team fouls. So Moline will shoot 2 shots on every other foul. So your best ball handler's out of the game. Streaks were able to hold and play even in the third quarter with Riley out for most of it with her fourth foul.
I'm almost curious if Coach Massey would consider bringing Grace Nelson in. She looked pretty good in Mattoon in the limited time she got.
Now the Streaks have the pass knocked away.
Well, what Lauren's got to remember is when she sees 3 defenders in front of her, she's got to go other side. And that's what happened right there. They started to close in on her. She's got to look off to the opposite side she's going.
And the Streaks turn it over, coming down the right side. Taylor missed a shot. Hazen gets a rebound. And I don't know, Kaylee Miller standing there.
No, she got her with the arm. She grabbed her arm on the shot. She went for the block shot and got all arm. So that was a that was a good call.
So Hazen goes to the free throw line with 2 more shots. She just hit 2, and that's 10 team fouls on the streaks. Missed that one, though. 4:58 to play, and now Lily Hudgens is going to check back in, and she will spell Arlita Brown. So Audrey Peck, Chelsea Stevenson, Kaylee Miller, Lauren Livingston, Lily Hudgens for the streaks.
Lauren just has to get in her head. She can't go 1-on-5 bringing this ball up. She's got to use her teammates.
Second shot up and good for Hazen. Make it 52-44, under 5 to play. Lauren in the backcourt.
Chelsea's wide open up the floor, and they haven't even looked at her.
And finally get it to her. Streaks with numbers. Chelsea stops on the right wing and lost the handle on it. Ball goes to the floor, and Trice comes away with it. Trice on the dribble. Threw 4 defenders, laid it up, missed it. Rebound taken away by Taylor. Now Hazen at the free throw line. Gets to McNamee down on the block. Spins in against Audrey Peck. Puts it up and in. It's 52-46. 4.5 minutes to play. Now Lily Hudgens will get it across. And down court it goes to Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea right wing fires a three. Got fouled. No call. Ball goes out of bounds though. And the Streaks will get it back. Cadence Leidick will check back in. She'll replace Chelsea Stevenson. Kaylee Miller to inbound from the right baseline.
Again, not a popular opinion, but if I'm Coach Massey, I'm trying to take some air out of this basketball. Your lead's down to six now.
And it comes to Lauren on the right block. Missed the shot. Audrey Peck with a rebound.
Get over the back.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
They're going to call Taylor. I mean, Audrey went straight up, I thought, initially. But usually that foul still goes against the person who's behind.
This is going to be free throws for Audrey.
Yeah, so that's the 17th foul on Moline. So Audrey Peck will go to the free throw line with a chance with one bonus.
The fourth hit foul on Whitney Taylor.
4:19 to play, 52-46.
Coach Santamore not happy. She didn't feel like she got an explanation on that one.
First shot up and good for Audrey Peck.
Well, Tom, looks like we might have an actual crunch time player of the game today.
Yeah, because kind of looking that way, 53-46. Of course, obviously, Lauren Livingston was the obvious choice early on, got us going. But now it's coming down to an actual crunch time as Audrey Peck hits two, make it 54-46, 4:17 to play. Hazen across, gives to Trice out high on the left side, travel with it, no call, goes left baseline to Curtis, shot up and no good. McNamee with a weak side rebound, lays it up and in. Got to get a body on him. Pressure again. Lily Hudgens brings it across for the Streaks. Left side. Goes to the corner. Gets back to Kaylee Miller. Tap of the key under four to play. Down it goes to Cadence Leidick on the right side. Oh. Ended up no, but a foul on Trice. And that's going to be her fourth foul. I was kind of worried when Kaylee let that pass fly, but it got through right to Cadence Leidick. And Cadence couldn't get the shot to fall, but four fouls now on Braylee Trice, and Cadence Leidick goes to the free throw line with two shots. She hit her only one earlier in the third quarter when she completed a traditional three-point play, missed that one too strong. That's the Streak's first miss from the line tonight.
Oh, yes, you are correct.
3:52 to play.
Start a new streak right here.
Yeah. 54-48, Streaks with a lead. Second shot up. That one is good. 55-48. Hazen brings it across right side on the wing. Gives baseline to Taylor. Back out to Hazen. Top of the key goes to Trice. Trice at the free throw line to McNamee. Kicks over to Taylor. Bounces for Hazen right side. Penetrates. Gets into the paint. Runner up off the glass and in.
Nobody cut her off.
Whitney Taylor, or excuse me, Caroline Hazen. Now the Streaks turned it over, and that's got to be on Trice.
We're going to get a foul here.
They're going to call on Kaylee. They're both going after the basketball.
Yeah, I hate
Trice,
that call.
Trice ran into her and knocked her over. They're both going after a loose ball. Trice comes flying in with a shoulder, knocks Kaylee Miller down, and Kaylee gets called for the foul. That puts Trice at the free throw line.
Well, I'm okay with a no call there.
Yeah.
They both collided. It was a 50-50 ball. I don't know how you determine who's the one at fault in those situations.
First shot up and good for Trice. 55-51 with 3:26 to play.
She hits this one. It's going to be a one possession game.
Second one is away. That one is good. That's her first make here in the fourth quarter. Streaks have to bring it up against the full court pressure, leading 55-52. And now a near steal and hopefully a foul.
Wow.
Yes, thank you. Finally.
They haven't called that all game long.
Curtis is arguing. How are they letting her argue?
I think she's arguing with her coach.
Well, initially she was talking to the official. Then she was behind the official talking to her coach, saying it was all ball. And she smacked her across the arm. So Kaylee Miller to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Kaylee hits the first. Next foul on Moline. Streaks will have two shots as well. 3:23 to play, 56-52. Is the Galesburg lead. Second shot for Kaylee Miller is up and good. Kaylee 4-for-4 from the line, 57-52, 3:20 to play. Hazen brings it across.
Streaks need a stop.
This is Trice out high on the left side.
Yeah, it takes some air out of their momentum balloon here.
Nice defense by Lauren Livingston as Trice tried to penetrate. Lauren cut her off. Right baseline it goes. Now the wing. Hazen out high right side to Taylor. 3 minutes of play. Taylor kicks out to Trice out high on the left side. She'll penetrate down the right side lane. And, yeah, she took an extra step there. Scooped it up. The defenders put it up and in. And now the official, what's the deal? Oh, did she tap the ball after it? The delay of game.
Warning.
Yep. Warning for delay of game against. If they do it again, it'll be a technical. 57-54, 2:54 to play. Streaks with the lead. One possession game again.
And it good pass. Moore.
Kaylee across midcourt.
Oh, don't pick up your dribble, Kaylee.
I thought she traveled. I thought she switched her pivot foot. We got away with one there.
I think she did. She picked the ball up right across half court, even though she had everyone beat.
Lauren Livingston, now Kaylee Miller out high left side. Bounces for Cadence Leidick on the right side. 2:34 to play. Now Kaylee Miller right of the center circle. Back to Cadence Leidick, right baseline inside the three-point arc. Cadence trapped up now.
Cadence.
Pass stolen away by Trice.
Well, you got to know when Trice and McNamee are on you, you can't just go high with the basketball.
Trice with a nice move down the lane, laid it up and in. It's a one-point game. 57-56 streaks with 2:13 to play. Lauren Livingston across midcourt, left side, gets to Cadence Leidick running the floor and got knocked away.
Streak ball! He's given the ball back to them. It was clearly knocked out by Curtis.
Curtis knocked the ball away. It should be Streak's ball, but it goes the other way. Moline with a chance to take the lead with 2:07 to play.
Streak's this would be their first 56. Lead since 2-0.
Yep. This is Hazen to Trice, top of the key, under 2 minutes to play. Trice out high right side to Hazen. Now right wing, it's Taylor. Taylor penetrates. Runner is up. No good. Rebound, Lauren Livingston. And don't call a jump ball. Come on. Oh, jeez. Lauren had the basketball, turned away with it. Somebody was on her arm, and they called the jump ball, and it's going to go back to Moline.
Jeez. Just kind of as a game reset. McDowell comes in the game here. As a game reset, Streaks 57-56 for Moline. Only one timeout left for Coach Massey. Four timeouts for Moline. Both teams going to be in the super bonus on any other fouls. Travel!
There's a travel. Thank you.
Finally!
Yes. Finally, Curtis went down the lane and took two steps and then the shot, and they finally called the travel.
And we're going to get a timeout from Coach Santamore. And it's this official on the far side of the floor, yeah. Tom. He has not blown the whistle against Moline, I don't think, the entire second half.
Wow. Full timeout, 1:44 to play. 57-56 is the lead for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Man.
And, you know, and here's the other thing that just – so initially they awarded a full timeout to Moline, and then they just changed it to a 30-second timeout. So we'll see. Yep, see, here's the 30-second. So the official that was on the far side of the floor didn't call the travel. The official over here that was up by half court had to run in and call the travel.
Well, and now and plus he was already down on the other end of the floor, too. He
right.
was down just about in front of the Streaks bench. I'm not sure what position that is, but wasn't the correct one. All right.
So now it looks like they're going to do a 1-3-1, or is it going to be a diamond to one? Diamond
yeah,
to one.
Diamond to one, full court pressure. They'll pressure Lauren Livingston inbounding. And in it comes to Cadence Leidick in the corner to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee on the run across midcourt right side. Gets across, gets trapped up, a reach. Now McDowell diving after it. Got to be a jump ball.
Yeah.
It goes back to the Streaks.
So Kaylee's got to understand that there's defense coming from behind her. That's twice now that she's dribbled right into the trailing defender. You got to know, if you're Kaylee, you got to just push the ball up. I was always a big fan of take the ball all the way to the near side corner so that you could kick it back out.
Well, Streaks fan and Coach Massey wanted a foul on that one with McDowell. There probably was some contact, but I didn't figure they would call that. Lauren Livingston to Audrey Peck at the free throw line to Lily Hudgens on the left wing. Back out between the circles, Kaylee Miller, 1:25 to play. High post to Audrey Peck, and her pass too high. Over through Cadence Leidick. Streaks turn it over with 1:21 to play.
Again, fake high, go low. Audrey was focused so much on trying to go over the top of McNamee, she threw it too high and out of bounds. Use the bounce pass.
So Moline with another opportunity to take the lead here. Right wing, long three-pointer is an air ball by Taylor. I'm not sure why you took that shot. Coming away with a Cadence Leidick. Now Lauren Livingston. Lauren, left side.
Out.
Pulls it out, gives to Kaylee Miller, left to the free throw line. Make him foul you. Got to protect the ball, though. Don't get a five call. Now left side, it's Lily Hudgens in front of the Streaks bench. Bounces for Lauren Livingston, left corner out near midcourt. Center circle to Kaylee Miller. Now Cadence Leidick on the right wing, 50 seconds to play.
Kaylee Miller.
Oh, and Kaylee, Lily Hudgens somehow came up with the ball. Bounces to Cadence Leidick.
And one!
Fouled! Wow, the Streaks just missed turning the ball over. Somehow Lily Hudgens got it and got it to Lily to Cadence. Cadence put it up and in, took contact. Streaks with a three-point lead. Here's the key one right here, the free throw from Cadence Leidick, and fouling out of the basketball game is Whitney Taylor. So Cadence Leidick took the contact, put it up and in. Here's a free throw to make it a two-possession game with 41.8 to play. Cadence Leidick shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound kept alive by Lauren Livingston, but McNamee comes away with it. 38 seconds to play. Now it's McNamee on the dribble, goes all the way down right side, laid it up, got it. Nobody cut her off, and now, boy, they blew the whistle. The Streaks already had it inbound.
How do you give that timeout? The ball had already been inbounded.
They already had the ball inbounds, and they gave him a timeout. He blew the whistle. I didn't see who the inbound came to, but they already had it. And they blew the whistle and gave Moline the timeout. Here's one thing, and I keep always forgetting to ask officials about this. In the NBA and college basketball, as soon as the ball goes through the hoop, the shot clock changes over, indicating a change of possession. How can you call a timeout when you don't have possession?
Right. No, I totally.
I've always
thought there was a rule at one point that you couldn't call it on a made basket.
Yeah. But I don't know, because it's not your possession anymore. You scored, so you don't have possession anymore. But anyway, that's not the way they call it in high school basketball anyway. 31.5 to play. Streaks with a one-point lead, 59-58. Well, Moline's not going to look to foul unless they absolutely have to, because the Streaks have turned it over enough that they're going to feel they don't need to.
Well, and that's the thing. The Streaks have got to be smart with this possession. And the other thing is, if you're Kaylee Miller, you've got to be strong with the basketball, because you're the one the Streaks want on the free throw. Well, you're one of the ones the Streaks want on the free throw line. Last time on the floor, she got in a hurry to get rid of the basketball.
They're going to have McNamee up guarding the ball on the inbound. 5'11", long arms.
Man-to-man full court.
Lauren Livingston to inbound. Well, and it comes to Audrey Peck, and it gets knocked away by Trice. Audrey gets a back, hands off to Lauren. Gets bumped, no call. Where's the call? Now Lauren gets knocked to the floor. Thank you,
okay.
Finally. Jeez. McNamee had bumped her. Now they call McDowell for the bump, and that's going to put Lauren Livingston at the free throw line with two shots with 24.3 seconds to play.
Well, and it's fortunate for the Streaks, too, because the guy that was counting right there was counting extremely fast. He had to have been up near 7 or 8.
So Lauren Livingston at the free throw line. Lauren with 20 points in the game, 24.3 to play. The junior eyes the first, and in and out, no good. Man.
Got to get this one.
Yep, don't want it to be a one-point game. Lauren bounces, eyes the second, it's up, and missed it. Rebound comes down to Hazen. Hazen down court to Curtis. Curtis left wing, 20 seconds to play. Out to Hazen. Now it's Trice top of the key, and Santamore calls a timeout. Tracy Santamore with a timeout with 17.5 to play. So what's happened? Riley Jenkins fouled out. How much time was left? About 4 minutes, 3 minutes?
Oh, my gosh.
Longer
it was like
than that.
five minutes. Change.
So the Streaks, obviously, Riley the best ball handler, so they've had trouble against the press since then. 59-58, the Streaks lead, 17.5 to play, and Moline with the basketball.
Streaks have been outscored so far in this quarter, 22-11.
So Moline will have it. My guess is you would try to either post up McNamee or Trice, or let Trice drive. I don't know.
I'm going two-man game. I'm taking Trice off the off a pick and roll with McNamee. I'm having McNamee roll to the rim, and I'm having Trice, if she doesn't have McNamee on the roll, she takes it herself. Now, if I were Coach Massey, I'd be real tempted to switch up defenses here and go 2-3 just to throw them off. Coach Sanmore only has one more timeout, so if you come out in a 2-3, it's going to probably elicit another timeout.
So they'll have the ball on the far sideline out near the scorer's table. Streaks, they're going to come out in a man-to-man. It'll be Hazen to inbound, Kaylee Miller playing the ball. And it comes on the right wing. Down to McNamee on the block. Spins in. Misses shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Got it with 10 seconds to play. Lauren Livingston inbound. Now Moline calls another timeout. How, again, 3 seconds after the basket, you get a timeout. 60-59, Moline with their first lead since the since 2-0 to start the game with 9.7 seconds to play.
Well, and this is where it gets real tough now having Riley, because she's great at taking the ball down in a hurry and getting into the shot you want. See, that's exactly why I would have gone 2-3 against them, because you get this, you get McNamee, you know she wants to go into the rim with it. And unfortunately for the Streaks, she just got a one-on-one opportunity against Audrey, and when she missed the first one and Audrey didn't get the rebound, Audrey was in terrible position.
So 9.7 seconds to play, 60-59, the Moline lead. The Streaks will need to bring it the length of the court. And this is also where you're looking to maybe you beat the press, get a fast break, get numbers against them too. You got plenty of time. But
If I'm Coach Santamore, I'm not pressing here. I'm throwing token pressure out there, just something so that the Streaks have to think about it. But then I'm pulling it off right away and getting back and playing defense, because the last thing you want is the Streaks coming flying up the floor getting two shots at it because they miss one and they get the rebound.
So McNamee will guard the inbound again. It will be Lauren Livingston to inbound for the Streaks. Full court pressure. They go 1-2-2 this time.
No.
And they try to go the length of the court, and the ball stolen away. Goes to the floor. Hazen comes
got
away with a
foul.
7 seconds to play. Got a foul. Now Trice has it. And Caden Slidek fouls her. That'll put Braylee Trice at the free throw line with 5 seconds to play, and Moline leading 60-59.
Well, just I didn't like that. Lauren decided she was going to try to go deep. That's what the play called for, but the Moline ran with it because they were in a zone. So right when the player came in, the center fielder stayed back, Tom. So then she went with the player going deep. There was no chance of that one succeeding. They should have gone underneath right away.
First free throw up and good for Braylee Trice. She's got, just surpassed her season average with that after only having 2 points in the first half. Missed the second. Rebound Lauren Livingston. 4 seconds to play. Coach Massey calls a timeout. So the Streaks will have a chance to tie with a two or win with a three with 3.7 seconds to play.
I really don't know. There's nothing you can do about it, but I really don't understand how this clock is at 3.7. Now it's up to 4.3.
Oh, okay.
The 2 seconds did not tick off that clock. Because I'm pretty sure, wasn't it 6 point something when she got fouled?
I don't remember. It may have been. So the Streaks will have it. It'll be in the backcourt for one, but out near the...
Should be in front of the Moline bench.
I think
right where he's standing.
Just at the end of the scorer's table there. 4.3 seconds to play. Streaks will have the basketball, trailing 61-59. They had as much as an 18-point lead in the third quarter.
This is going to be a tough one if the Streaks can't find a shot here.
Yep. Well, at least you're not going the length of the court now. That's where they've had the most trouble against this pressure.
Yeah, but sometimes inbounding on the sidelines even tougher because you're not used to it.
Yeah.
And so when you throw it in, the defense is set up differently and it kind of throws you off. So we'll see what happens. But with only 4.3 here, the Streaks have got to get the ball in and they got to go. McNamee's going to be on the ball. I'd have Audrey getting down low because...
Yeah.
You want to stretch this defense out, and they're going to give you the throw backwards, and that's exactly what the Streaks don't necessarily want here.
Yep. All right, it'll be Lily Hudgens to inbound, and it comes to Kaylee Miller midcourt, knocked away by McDowell. Moline comes up with it, 1 second to play, and the Moline Maroons have come from behind to defeat the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Final score, Moline 61, Galesburg 59. And, you know, and there's all kind of other points in the game you can talk about. We, a couple of missed free throws late and lots of turnovers throughout. So,
yep.
Streaks fall 61-59 is the final score. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats, and, of course, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks Blue 61-59. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg, member SIPC. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
One of the biggest questions we all have when buying a used car is whether or not we'll be able to rely on it for years to come. When you buy your vehicle from Yem, you have an advantage. This is Sarah Yem. Nearly every pre-owned vehicle we sell at Yem in Galesburg comes with the Yem Advantage program and includes a free powertrain warranty for up to 2 years or 100,000 miles. That means you get the value of buying used and the confidence of buying new at Yem, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL, reminding you that the Rova After Prom Committee is hosting a fundraising basketball game. The Harlem Wizards will take on Rova staff Wednesday, February 19th in the Rova Gym, and tickets are available. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy tonight, rain over that low of 39. Showers and thunderstorms even tomorrow with a high of 44. Tomorrow night, a winter storm watch will go to effect late tomorrow night through Saturday night. Rain, snow, and freezing rain likely tomorrow night with a low of 32. And Saturday, cloudy and blustery with snow likely. Could see 3 to 7 inches possibly. High of 34 on Saturday. Right now, it's 52 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks fall 61-59 to the Moline Maroons. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Joined by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. And coach, you knew it wasn't going to be easy down the stretch. Your best ball handler fouls out of the game. I mean, relatively early in the fourth quarter, you knew the pressure was still going to come your way.
Yeah, the unfortunate of losing her at that point. But even when she was in, we didn't handle. I mean, the bottom line is that we once we had the lead with about probably 10 minutes to go in the game, we just made absolutely horrible choices. We were up. I think we were still up 8 with 5 minutes to go. 3 possessions in a row, we come down, and we end up just jack our shot up right off the bat and stuff. So we didn't have the we weren't smart enough to finish it. we weren't tough enough to finish it, so we didn't deserve to win.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting because, yeah, there was a lot of pressure and there was some defensive caused turnovers. But, yeah, you had some at that point in the game that just were somewhat unforced, pass, trying to go way too high over the top or whatever the case may be, and just really not forced.
Right. We didn't understand the concept of just making short passes and stuff, that we tried to be too clever with it. And unfortunately, you know, we had a situation where had used some timeouts early for different things, and then we didn't have timeouts late. And so we tried to ride it out, wanting to keep one timeout for late, but it didn't matter that with it and stuff. But this is, I think, you know, in terms of the last few years, this is one of the most disappointing losses. Of the girls played hard for 3.5 quarters, but then in the last quarter and a half was just we just weren't good, and it's very, very frustrating.
Yeah, and that's the tough thing about it, because even with, you know, I think we had you for like 30 turnovers, even with that, you still were able to build, you got up, I think, to an 18-point lead, so you kind of had to feel good at that point. You knew they weren't going to go away, you knew they were going to keep pressuring you, but it's like, wow, even the way, you know, it was a little bit sloppy on both sides. They had a lot of turnovers in the first half as well, but you were still getting some things done at that point.
Right, and you know, and then down the stretch of defensively, I think they had something like 3 of the last 5 possessions. It was like a kid just dribbled in and right for a layup, and nobody rotated to give any help or anything and stuff. So it's just, I don't know what happened. It just, it's unfortunate because, you know, it's at 1-1 back, but you don't get games back. That we had our opportunity and we blew it, and it'll be, you know, much harder to ever be able to beat them up there. So. But it's, you know, as you look at our schedule coming up, it's unfortunate because this was winnable, and we've got some others. If we play like this, we'll lose by 40 points.
Yeah, because you're looking at, 5 of 6 games against teams either ranked in the top 10 or getting votes in the poll right now, and they're all conference and non-conference games.
Right, yeah. So disappointing. Well.
Coach, thanks as always for taking some time to chat with us. We always do appreciate it, win or lose. You come up and talk with us, know a tough loss, and hopefully, well, we don't know yet. They're going to make a decision relatively early about Saturday.
Yeah, and tonight was one I thought about not coming up. So thanks.
Coach, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Streets head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show, brought to you by Courtright Construction and Oneida, the right choice for your next project. And, yeah, that's the tough thing as a coach doing things like this, especially after a loss like that, where you gotta gather your thoughts, and you can't probably say everything you want to say, but we always appreciate that he does take time to come up and chat with us. All right, Streaks fall 61-59 to the Moline Maroons, outscored 25-11. In that fourth quarter. We'll come back and talk some more, run down our post-game stats. Also, of course, we'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming up. Streaks fall 61-59. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, talks about why Toyota rocks.
Toyota is the number one manufacturer in the world. They sell more vehicles than anyone else. You've got the Camry and the Corolla have been number one in this country for over a decade now. There's a reason for that. The product speaks for itself, and we always encourage people to do their own homework. Go to an independent site, a Better Business Bureau, Consumer Reports, and you will find that every model Toyota is a recommended buy. You know, we're proud of that, but more importantly, our customers are proud of that.
Find the Toyota of your dreams at Galesburg Toyota, online at GalesburgToyota.com.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
Congratulations to Larry Alcoke of East Galesburg, who was spotted wearing the blue WGIL button and won $100. Get your button today. Details at WGIL.com.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons by a final of 61-59. start on our post-game stats. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Lauren Livingston with 20 points, a couple of twos, four threes, and 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Unfortunately, she was 4 for 4 and then had those two down the stretch that that she couldn't get down. 12 points for Audrey Peck on 5 baskets and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. 8 points off the bench for Cadence Leidick. 3 baskets, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. 7 points for Lily Hudgens off the bench, a 3 and a couple of twos. Riley Jenkins, of course, was in some foul trouble with just 4 points in the game on a couple of baskets. 4 points for Kaylee Miller on 4 for 4 from the line. 4 points for Chelsea Stevenson on a couple of baskets. Streets with 5 3-pointers in the game, 11 for 15 from the free throw line. For the Maroons, they had 4 players in double figures. It was Sierra McNamee leading the way with 16 points, 6 baskets, and 4 for 6 from the free throw line. 15 points for Braylee Trice. She scored the first basket of the game, didn't score again until the third quarter, ended up with 15, 4 twos, a 3, and 4 for 9 from the free throw line. 10 points for Kelsey Curtis, a couple of threes, a 2, and 2 for 2 from the line. 10 points for Caroline Hazen, a 3, a couple of twos, and 3 for 4 from the line. 3 points for Whitney Taylor on a 3, 5 off the bench for Nady McDowell, a 3, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. I didn't add up their total free throws.
15 of 24.
Okay, 15 of 24 from the line. And let's see, 6 three-pointers in the game. 6 three-pointers for the Maroons.
Well, these team stats aren't something that's going to make a lot of people too happy. So,
yeah.
Streaks finished the game with 30 turnovers. They turned the ball over 19 times in the second half, including 12 times in the fourth quarter. So that's a huge number. Moline turned the ball over 17 times. You know how many times they turned it over in the second half? Twice.
Only 2 in the second half. Wow.
The entire second half, they had 2 turnovers.
Wow.
Rebounding wise, Streaks actually had the edge there. Total rebounds, 43 to 35. However, the offensive boards were Moline's favor, 24 to 19. Shooting wise, Moline was 14 of 42 inside the arc, 6 of 23 for distance, so they were 20 of 65 from the field. Now, I don't normally do this, but I decided with the two big girls I would give an attempt to try to keep track of second chance points. This is a telling stat as well. Moline, 7 second chance points in the first half, 20 in the second half. So 27 second chance points out of 61 points. That's a lot of points to be giving up, and that means the Streaks weren't getting done what they needed to do on the offensive boards. I mean, 24 offensive boards, that's going to give you a lot of opportunities to get second chance points.
Yep.
Streaks, on the other hand, shooting the ball. They shot the ball fairly well. They didn't have a lot of attempts, though. 16 of 34 from inside the arc, 5 of 14 from distance, so 21 of 48 from the field. Those are tough numbers because they shot the ball well, just didn't get a lot of attempts. Only 1 of 5 from distance, though, in the second half, and that kind of hurt the Streaks as well because, you know, when they're going really well, they're hitting at least a few of those and taking at least double that number of attempts in a half. Stats in addition to the points that Tom told you about, 14 points for Audrey Peck. She had 9 rebounds. She also had 6 blocks in the game. Lauren Livingston finished the game with those 20 points, but also had 13 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Cadence Leidick had 4 rebounds and a steal to go with her 6 points. Kaylee Miller had 2 rebounds, 4 assists to go with her 4 points. 2 rebounds for Alita Brown, 1 rebound for Chelsea Stevenson to go with her 4 points. Lily Hudgens had an assist, and Riley Jenkins, even though she barely played there in the second half, had 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 2 blocks, and the 4 points.
All right. Streaks fall. 61-59, the final score, outscored 25-11 in that fourth quarter. They were up 48-36 going into the fourth, and Riley Jenkins fouled out pretty early in the fourth, and a couple of bad calls, but you got to play with what you got, and Streaks just didn't handle the pressure very well after that. Come back, our final order of business will be to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll do that coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streets Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Time to bring it inside.
Get the dog out!
Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Next up in Western Big Six Conference play for the Galesburg boys basketball team is a road trip to Geneseo. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streets pregame coverage tomorrow night at 7:06 on WGIL.
Back here at John Field, Gemtown, Airdifier gets the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Moline Maroons. Final score, Moline 61, Galesburg 59. Streaks got outscored 25-11 in that fourth quarter. Tough one to lose. Time right now to name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. And again, this was tough as well because, you know, this was one, as Eric mentioned, coming down the stretch where you could have a real crunch time. And the Streaks, you know, when it was crunch time, they just did not come through. So we have to look at the rest of the game and what happened. And the Streaks, as Eric said, shot the ball pretty well, just didn't get enough shots up, and way too many turnovers. So you have to look at what they did to build. I mean, they had, an 18-point lead in the third quarter, and what they did to get there. And really, they were riding on the shoulders of this young lady who did it offensively. She did it on the boards as well, and just we couldn't get enough of it down the stretch, though.
Yeah, we're going to go with Lauren Livingston. She finishes the game with 20 points. She had 13 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Came up with 2 points there in the fourth. She had 5 rebounds in the fourth quarter. So, unfortunately, this is a tough game. And you know, Coach Mancy kind of talked about it. You know, this might be the most one of the most frustrating, if not the most frustrating, loss in the last few seasons. Streak's just unable to hold on down the stretch, and it was one of those ones where you're hoping that at some point you're just going to get one more break, one more thing's going to go your way, and you're going to be all, hold on. It's a tough game.
So Lauren Livingston, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Anything else happen in the Western Big Six that was
kind of a surprising second half all around the Western Big Six? So yeah. Geneseo was down 27-23 at half. They finished the game scoring 30 points in the second half to win 53-49 to go to 7-0 in the Western Big Six. Quincy had a shot at the end, just could not come through with the big play. They dropped to 4-3. Sterling picks up an easy win over Allman, 57-37. They go to 4-4, Allman to 0-8. This is the one that'll kind of surprise you. UT up 29-27 at half. They were outscored 47-21 in the second half. They lose 74-50.
Wow. I mean, I guess based on what we saw from them earlier in the season, not surprised, but we were surprised the fact that they were up on Rocky early in that one.
74-50. So that was not competitive in the second half.
So Moline is now 6-1 of the Western Big Six Conference. They're 15-5 overall. The Streaks dropped to 13-7, and they're now below 500 in the Big Six with a 3-4 record. Well, next up, the Galesburg High boys tomorrow night. They'll be on the road at Geneseo. They'll take on the Maple Leafs. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will be there for that one around 7:10 for the pregame, 7:30 scheduled tip. And then right now on the schedule, both the boys and girls scheduled to play with a whole bunch of other teams here at John Thiel Gym for the Galesburg Shootout. Girls scheduled to play at 4 o'clock. The boys scheduled
right afterwards.
So 6:30, I believe.
Oh, actually, I thought the girls were at 6 and the boys were at 7:30.
No, they changed it.
They changed it.
Yeah, they did change it. Girls 4, boys at 6. So if it happens, it'll be around 3:40 for the pregame for the girls, and then the boys right after we're done. But they're, as we understand it, Galesburg High School Athletic Director Eric Matthews wants to make a little bit earlier decision on it because of what happened last year. Had some teams that couldn't get here. Some were here, didn't have a team to play. So he wants to make a little bit earlier decision. So we'll find out about that at some point tomorrow, whether those games will be played Saturday. But we will have the Galesburg High boys tomorrow night taking on the Geneseo Maple Leafs. And, of course, Saturday morning we'll have the Illinois Fighting Illini against the Scarlet Knight from Rutgers. So either we'll talk to you Saturday. If not, it'll be next Thursday night when we start the second half of the Western Big season, Western Big Six season. Doesn't get any easier with the Geneseo Maple Leafs coming to town. And they are ranked, what do we have this week? They're number 9 this week, I believe, in Class 3A. So the Geneseo Maple Leafs will be the next Western Big Six conference opponent for the Streaks. Disappointing?
It is, and I'm sure Coach Massey would love to play Saturday just to get this one out of your system. You know, that's the tough thing in these situations is if you have to wait a while to get that second one. But hopefully once things work out, the snow goes north of us, the girls get in another game, and they can kind of lick their wounds with a game against Canton, who of the Middle Illini teams is not one of the stronger Middle Illini teams.
All right. Final score was the Moline Maroons 61, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 59. Thanks to our studio engineer, Brian Prescott. For Eric Gibson, Tom Erta saying goodnight from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.